Hey guys, welcome back to Hang Loose. This is your third episode. It's me, your host, Loose. Just kidding. Well, no, it is me, but does that bother anyone else when like someone refers to themselves as their nickname? Like I would never introduce myself and be like, "Yeah, I'm Loose." Like if you feel comfortable enough, you feel free to call me a nickname. I love nicknames, and the name Lucy does allow quite a bit of nicknames, which I've always liked. But like there was this girl I looked at on YouTube like a while ago. I would like watch her videos and her name was Meredith, but she would always be like, "Hey guys, it's Mare." And I was always like, what if I was like, "Hey y'all, it's Lulu." Like, I don't know about that, but whatever. Anyway. Sorry I've been so long. Long time no chat. I was graduating high school. I know. Pretty cool. Not really. If I had to pick like one of the most like here's the thing. I always every single year I'm always like so like kind of surprised. I guess it's not really that uncommon or it's not uncommon at all, but when people like celebrate high school graduation, like American education system is easily like the most structured. Like it's literally just like year after year, the same exact time frame, probably the same amount of classes, and just pass them. Like you just go through the motions every year, do your best, and you will graduate. Like, or don't do your best, do your worst, and you'll graduate, probably. But anyway, that's always been funny to me when people are like, "We're so proud of you for this accomplishment." I'm like, for what? Showing up? I guess it's more of like a celebration of like what's to come. It's like a milestone, you know. And I was sitting at graduation and I was looking around and I was like, wow, I will definitely not see a lot of these people again ever in my life. Which is like, I don't know. I kind of am trying to be sentimental about it, like, wow. And like, but I'm not. It's fine. I'm fine. I mean, I'll see my friends, so whatever. Anyway, that was fun. Then I went to the beach. Then I had orientation last week for college. It was really fun. Just kidding. I don't know. I've heard from different people, different things. Some people have had great orientation experiences. Others have been like, "Are you kidding me? It's seriously the worst." I don't know. Like, it's fun. Like, you just like meet people and you're like, "Wow, I'm gonna be with you for a considerable amount of years." Not that like I didn't hate everyone I met. Like I didn't mean that at all. Like there were definitely people where I was like, "Oh, sweet. Like I can definitely be friends with you, and I really like you, and like, good. I'm glad we're going here." But like, I don't know. It's kind of just like people are kind of still in high school mode, but they know they are, and they don't want to be. Like they're trying to be like, "Yeah, like I just graduated, but like I'm not in high school mode anymore. I'm like moving on." But it's like all high school mode is all you know. And so I would consider myself like an extrovert for sure, but I'm not like I'm an extrovert, but like when challenged by other extroverts, I'm not gonna be like, "I'm more extroverted than you are." Like if no one else is challenging me, like I'm gonna go off. But like if someone else is like super talkative, I'm kind of just gonna be like, "Oh yeah, I mean, yeah, honestly, go ahead. Like, yeah, all right. Yikes." So I don't know. I mean, they were great people, I guess. I don't know. And I followed some on Instagram, did not get those follows back. So, you know, it's fine. I'm excited to spend some time with them. Yeah, but I didn't have any like really funny stories that happened to me at grad or at orientation, so that's good. Nothing mortifying yet. Da-na-na. Anyway, okay, I've decided to talk about my pet peeves because I have been thinking of my pet peeves a lot recently. Like, I've just like thought of them and I'm like, you know what? This is gonna be a good topic for the podcast and let me just get it popping. Oh, wait. Sorry. Before I do, okay, so I was thinking about, I was not salutatorian or valedictorian because I'm trash. Just kidding. I'm not, but I wasn't. You know? Do you know what I mean? I did opening prayer. I was really nervous. But I did it and I didn't stutter. So that's the memory everyone's gonna. I'm so glad that's the final impression I leave on my school. No stuttering during the prayer. Ah! Just kidding. No one remembered the prayer because there were 45 other speeches that were much better. Also, it was like 15 seconds. I like to keep it short and sweet, not I mean. Anyway, okay, so I was thinking, okay, so for those of you who don't know, which like you could probably tell, I kind of have this like pipe dream of being a stand-up comedian and then eventually being on SNL. That is my dream, not supported by all of my friends. Ella, just kidding, not really. You know who you are. You know if you support me in this endeavor, and I appreciate it. Anyway. So I totally had this like pipe dream of being a stand-up comedian. I'm working on it, trying to finesse my craft. I have 2 minutes of stand-up. It's terrible. It's so bad. Anyway, I'm trying to make it better. And this podcast is a great platform for me to do that. Because there's no one to heckle me. Because it's just me talking. And so you can't like sign in and be like, boo! Because what's up, internet? Oh my God, I sounded like such a YouTuber. No. What's up, internet? I'm puking. Anyway, so if I was salutatorian or valedictorian, this is how I would start my speech. Family, friends, teachers, staff. If you told me that 4 years ago today, I would be graduating from high school. I would have believed you. Okay, so I know that wasn't really that funny, but in my head I thought it was really funny, and I practiced that in the car like 4 times, just like talking to like get the crowd going, you know? All right, well, looks like I have a good stand-up career ahead of me. I couldn't hear anyone laughing, you know, via this podcast, but I'm sure you were at home. Once again, make sure you send me a DM on SoundCloud if you thought that was funny. I have gotten no DMs yet. Just like to put that in the universe. Every episode I ask for a DM, have yet to get one. It's fine, I'm fine. Back to pet peeves. I have 4 pet peeves, very specific, and I can really like articulate them very clearly. My first pet peeve is when people are passive aggressive. I just find it extremely unnecessary, and good thing I'm never like that or have never met anyone like that. See, that was an example of being passive aggressive, so you're welcome. But no, I hate it. It's so annoying. I've had a couple friends that are like that, and it's just like, it's just kind of me looking around like, am I being punked? Like I'm like, all right, when are the MTV cameras gonna come out? Because like someone will say something and I'm like, what? Like I like look into like the imaginary sitcom camera that follows me around and I'm like, is this real? Because it's the kind of thing where it's like they say it and like you can't really call them out on it. Like you can't be like, hey, you're being passive aggressive, or like, hey, I don't like the way you said that, because they're like, what? I didn't even say anything. And I'm like, I know, but it's the way you said it, but I'm not crazy. So yeah, it's that's just like not a big fan of that. But that's the only serious one. Like, they're not all like actual, like, they're all like full philosophical pet peeves where I'm like, when people don't, da-da-da-da, and it's just me like ranting about like friendship. No, it's not like that. My second pet peeve is when people pretend or just try to make me believe that fast food doesn't taste good. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Or they're like, it's bad for you. I'm like, all right. Like, I'm like, I met someone and they're like, oh, I don't allow my child to eat McDonald's. I'm like, well, that's some child abuse if I ever heard it, not me. No, I'm just kidding. But like, what? I don't understand. Like, this is like, picture this, me like holding my hamburger and someone's like, do you know what's in that? And I'm like, nope, munch. Like, I don't care. It hasn't killed me yet, boys. But like, I just like, when people are like, "Oh my God, you don't eat McDonald's, do you?" I'm like, "Yeah." Like, you good? Like, what's wrong, dog? I ain't got no whatever, whatever. My third pet peeve is okay, so I know everyone's familiar with like clementines, like cuties, like they're like, you know, like small fruits. I hate when people just interchangeably refer to those as either tangerines, oranges, nectarines, or clementines. Like, they are just clementines. They're not like, it's not up for discussion. Like, you aren't, I'm not holding this tiny fruit in my hand and someone's like, "Oh, you passed me that an orange?" I'm like, "I'm sorry. This is a clementine. Oranges are like the size of your fist, all right? I don't like point to like a cat and I'm like, that is the cutest possum I've ever seen. I mean, I know it's not a possum, but like close enough. No. There is very specific flora and fauna in the universe, and you can't just like, yeah, I mean, I know it's a dog, but like, I just like said catfish, and you know, like close enough, not I mean, like whatever. No, like that's incorrect. Also, I've probably, I mean, if we're on the topic of tangerines, I feel like I've probably seen like four tangerines in my lifetime. Can someone tell me the importance of a tangerine? I just like don't, I mean, there's clementines and oranges, and like peaches are awesome, but like tangerines? And I've definitely heard someone, I'm holding clementines. Someone's like, "Oh yeah, that tangerine." I'm like, "Wait, you can't just pick an orange fruit and go with it, Darcy." Just kidding. I literally have never met anyone in my life named Darcy. My fourth pet peeve is when people say that Amy Schumer's funny. Like, you just can't say those lies, my dog. You just can't. And you know what, Ames? Your stand-up probably gets more laughs than mine, but at least I can sleep at night. I'm just kidding. I'm sure you can sleep at night with like no problems because you're like really rich or whatever, but I don't know. That I don't want to harp on that one because I don't want this to be like a negative zone. But she's not funny. I know this wasn't on the list, but I really have a problem with turkey bacon. I don't know what else I need to say. People who feel good about turkey, they're like one time I tweeted turkey bacon is a disgrace. Pretty sure I got like six favorites. I don't like to brag. But and people like responded to my tweet and they were like, "Come on, turkey bacon's not that bad." And I'm like, what? Like, you can't take a bite of bacon and then take a bite of turkey bacon and be like, "Eh, I don't really notice a difference." Stop. Stop. That's the same kind of people who take a sip of almond milk and they're like, "No, it tastes just like milk." No, it doesn't. Like, it tastes bad. Like, I don't know. I just feel like people have convinced themselves that things are, or you know, they'll like have their like multi-grain cracker and they're like, "No, it's just as good as like chips." I'm like, why are you saying these lies in the universe? Just like be like, yeah, there's lots of health benefits, but don't try to sell it as the same thing. Like, I'll eat it because the health benefits, sure, whatever. But like, don't, I'm not gonna like be like, well, you know, the flavor's the same. No. It's just cruel. It's just cruel. Nah, I mean, not a mean. Anyway, I have a notes tab for this podcast with like all of like the things I want to talk about. Do you guys think I should have like an intro? I talked to my friend. He was like, "Yeah, I can make you one," because he has like a legit SoundCloud. And he was like, "Yeah, I can make you like an intro beat." Then I might just make my own. Oh my gosh, I totally forgot to tell you guys. Oh, I got a Mac. I got a Mac. I know like a lot of my content in the past has been like just talking about how I have an HP, but now I got a Mac because I got one for my graduation, which was really appreciative of my parents. Thanks. It's very nice. And I tried to like record it on what's it called? GarageBand, but I like could not figure it out. So I'm still on that Vocaroo.com dog. Vocaroo, like please sponsor my podcast and send me merch. Yeah. All right, guys. I had a busy day today. I went to the doctor by myself. I made some ramen noodles. The doctor asked me if I was trying to lose weight, and I was like, no. And she was like, good. I was like, oh. All right. Thanks. Thanks, girl. Anyway.